Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, a researcher at ESET. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You know, I know recently ESET, in the first half of 2011, witnessed a significant growth in malware targeting 64-bit platforms. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Certainly. Well, 64-bit versions of Windows have been around for many years, but they came to prevalence when Windows Vista was released about 4 years ago. That was the first time Microsoft had provided a 64-bit operating system to consumers. Adoption has been slow initially, but today computers are more and more powerful, and just about everyone that you buy does have a 64-bit processor inside it, so it makes sense for people to run a 64-bit operating system.
Right.
Malware authors, of course, keep up with the times like everyone else, so they have started to adapt their arsenal of tricks to affect this new version of operating system type written by Microsoft.
And I guess there was something specific about the most interesting example being a bootkit. Can you tell us, I guess, what is a bootkit, first off?
Certainly. Well, first of all, it's sort of a play on rootkit, which is a kind of threat that we've discussed before. A bootkit is a particular piece of software that is designed to infect and affect the operating system, or excuse me, the computer, before the operating system is loaded. And because its code is run before the operating system loads, it effectively gives it control over the operating system and anything the operating system does, including secure the rest of the system.
So I guess, is it similar to rootkits and how it would get on a machine? Or I guess, is there a particular way that they leverage bootkits to infect machines?
Well, a bootkit technique is actually a very old one, but it's been disused for many years. It actually turns out, though, that the technique can be updated, and it has been, and now we're seeing it being used once more after decades of non-use to attack these 64-bit operating systems. What typically happens is a person unknowingly, of course, runs a file that is a dropper for the bootkit. The bootkit then either infects the system, or if it can't do that while the operating system is running, waits for a reboot, and then infects the computer at that point. And what it does is it replaces the code at the beginning of the hard disk, which is normally used to load the operating system, with a copy of itself, so that every time the computer is booted, the first thing that happens is the bootkit is run. It then sets up the system, disables security checks, and lets the operating system load as normal, with the exception that those security permissions that are designed to protect the operating system's boot up process and loading of software are no longer in place.
So I guess what impact does that really have then on the end user? What effect would they see?
Well, they actually wouldn't see much of anything. Malware authors are past the point where they are looking to pop a message up on someone's screen or erase their hard drives. What malware authors want is access to your cold, hard cash. They are looking for ways to steal money from you, whether it be banking credentials that they can steal when you type them in, or perhaps they want to use your computer as an attack platform to attack or infect other computers on the internet. Or maybe they want to use your computer to provide bulletproof hosting, a technique used to run websites so they can't be shut down for illegal services such as pharmacy spam websites.
So this is, I guess, really something where security software is needed then to either detect or stop or at least scan to make sure that it's not on somebody's system. Otherwise, there's really no way that they'd be able to tell it's even on there.
Absolutely. This is a very stealthy kind of attack. It's a very, despite the old concept behind it, is a very sophisticated one. And the people who've created these kinds of threats are professional malware authors. I know that seems a bit strange to think of one of them as professional, maybe advanced is a better term, but to work with the system at this intricate level and to make it compatible with a 64-bit operating system really requires a very detailed knowledge of the system. They're not likely to make casual mistakes that allow you to visually see bootkit infection, even if you are looking for one.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this particular attack. And you can actually read the ESET blog at ESET.com, where Ari's colleague, David Harley, has written a in-depth blog on this topic as well. You can also email the ESET research team at askeset@eset.com with additional questions and follow them on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.